Nonprofit Navigation. We put the spotlight on all things Johnson Center for Philanthropy. Let's talk about the grant-making school. Good that you are here. Michael Pratt, project manager with the center. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Shelley.
Emily Brenner, project coordinator. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
All right. Tell me about how you spend your day, Michael.
Well, insofar as the grant-making school is concerned, so the grant-making school is a program at the Johnson Center. And the Johnson Center is an applied research center at the College of Community and Public Service. So the grant-making school, most broadly construed, is a professional development and education program for folks that work in foundations, particularly folks that sit in the so-called programs department in foundations. And the overall broad goal of the grant-making school is to teach the kind of art and science of effective grant-making.
Why is it necessary in philanthropy?
Well, a couple of reasons. One, the work that these, especially institutional grant makers, the work that they do is really hard. They have kind of big, audacious goals around changing the world. So right there, you need to be learning all the time. So that's one reason. The other reason, too, is a lot of the folks we serve, they come into the work with master's degrees in particular disciplines, so education, social work, psychology, environmental studies, but not usually education around grant making or philanthropy. So there's this a really large void in professional and technical education for these folks, in the way that, say, like accounting or business has. Like that infrastructure is not as built out, and that's why we exist.
Yeah. So I think that there's, you know, the philanthropic sector moves really fast. There's so many new trends, so many new changes that happen all of the time, and it's really important that people can keep up with those changes, and the grant-making school really helps to make sure that people are updated and that they have the right skills that are needed to fill the kinds of things that they need to do in their everyday jobs.
What kinds of skills and topics can participants learn about?
Yeah, so the grant-making school offers four core courses. So we have financial analysis, which teaches people how to do a financial analysis, and it teaches them all about the IRS Form 990. We do proposal analysis, which teaches participants how to do a proposal review and then how to do funding recommendations and funding declinations. We do a strategy and evaluation course, which teaches about different models of strategy and also how to implement a strategy. And then it teaches about how to manage evaluation. And then we also do a Philanthropy 101 course, which is for new professionals in the sector. And that kind of teaches about all of the basics of foundations, about grant making, nonprofits. Yep. Yeah. And then also it just kind of teaches them about the philanthropic sector as a whole and how it works and trends and that kind of stuff as well. So,
yeah, I mean, I'd say that summarizes the one thing I would say is there's sort of like emerging skills and capabilities that we're discovering now, and we're trying to keep ahead of the trends in that way. So we've developed some new courses and are in the process of developing some new courses. So right now, diversity, equity, and inclusion is a really, really salient topic in the field. So, for example, we're considering whether or not we should move directly into that space, the grant-making school should, and develop a course. We just developed a one-day writing course called Persuasive Writing for Grant Makers. So that course, for example, teaches program officers how to write strategy documents, how to write grant recommendations for boards. So that's sort of like we have this core curricula, but we also are thinking what do these folks need to be effective in their role 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and how can we get ahead of the curve in that way?
Who teaches?
So we are an applied research center. So while we are a research center, we really take pride in and place special emphasis on the application part. And because of that, we engage often with practitioners. So with that said, a good portion of our instructors are practitioners or exemplars. We think are exemplars in the field. So a couple of examples, Caroline Altman-Smith, who's at the Kresge Foundation, Randy Van Amtorp, who's the CFO at the Fry Foundation locally, are two practitioner exemplars, we think, that are instructors. So, you know, they teach our courses, but they also contribute heavily to giving feedback on the courses, developing the curriculum. And then we also have some folks in the within the Johnson Center that teach. So Dr. Terry Behrens, the executive director, Dr. Jason Franklin, Dr. Michael Moody, who all bring a really unique perspective and can teach different courses based on their experience.
I'm going to take a break here in a minute for news, but talk about the curriculum.
So the curriculum, and similarly to how we kind of our philosophy behind our instructors, we bring this mix of research-informed but like practice-oriented approach, right? So our curriculum is sourced from our instructors or other practitioners in the field that we think are really, really good. And then also we try to make sure that we know what's the bleeding edge of the research, what's the established effective or best practice in the field, and we try to bring that all together under one roof. So that's the broad answer to your question.
Any addition to that, Em?
I think that we do a really good job, or we try really hard to make sure that all of our curriculum is super updated, that it's, you know, effective, and our instructors are a really huge part in making that possible and making sure that everything is up to date and that it works for our new and changing participants as years go by.
I would say, can I just add one thing too, Shelley, that I think is important? I mean, most of the folks in these courses, they're adults. Mm-hmm. So we're dealing with adult learners, and that's a big lens we bring. So we are always trying to think of new ways to engage and manifest adult learning best practices. So having lots of exercises and discussions, et cetera. So it's not as much lecture at you. It's more either didactic or little groups working together. And that's a really, really important thing for us.
Not a bad way to learn.
No, not at all.
Michael Pratt, remind me.
Thanks, Shelley. So the Grantmaking School is a professional development and education program for folks that work in foundations, particularly folks in the program space, so people that are giving away money strategically to change the world.
And obviously, talking about getting involved, Emily Brenner, there is opening for registration now.
So on our website, we have courses open for registration. We're offering all of our core courses, and we actually have two to finish out the remainder of 2019. We have a Philanthropy 101 course coming up in October, and then we also have a Financial Analysis course coming in December.
Who do you want to sign up?
Any grant makers, any people working at foundations that think that they can benefit. Financial analysis is a really important part of everyone's work at foundations. So anyone who wants to develop themselves professionally and learn more about how to be better and be better grant makers.
Yeah, and anyone new to the field, mm-hmm, is welcome to attend Philanthropy 101. And it's really, role agnostic, really. Like that's one course that we find that we get folks from all the different parts of foundations and even some nonprofit folks that have really benefited from it.
Michael, what do you leave us with?
The one really exciting thing in our work is, you asked a question before the last break about where the curriculum comes from. And we're in the middle of a project right now developing a competency model for the program officer role. And there's lots of really cool things you can do with competency models. But the quick and dirty of it is that a competency model explicates what you need to be good at to be effective in a particular role. And we're going to be using this competency model. We're going to hold it up in the field, but we're also going to use it to ground our curriculum in an objective way, and then also hold it up in the field as a tool and resource for folks to use. And we're really excited about that work.
All right. Full circle one more time. Best place for our perusal?
Yes. So to learn more about, you know, the Grant Making School, you can go to thejohnsoncenter.org/thegrantmakingschool. And to sign up for events and courses, you can go to johnsoncenter.org/events.
Ready for Grand Valley classes to start back up?
Yes.
Always.
Thanks, guys. Take care.